CBA Mobile.
4CBA, KO4ZEW base.
Sorry about that. I had to do a little drive in there before I picked the mic back up. So, what are you up to today?
Finishing some things up at work and programming a new radio. You're my first contact on it, so it sounds like I've got the analog working.
It sounds really good. What kind of rig is it?
Little Radiodity DB25. I got it, Tim. But it also has DMR, and I've never worked with DMR, so I may toy with it. I'm not a big fan because it's internet-based, but I figure I'll learn about it. It seems to be quite a capable little radio for, you know, 200. It's super tiny. I mean, it's like less than the size of my hand.
Well, it is small. I don't think I've ever seen one that small. Unless it was in a handheld HT. But anyway, something new comes out, you know, all the time. So, and it's usually better and smaller. I'm headed out to the tennis court, and I've got a 10:30 game match. So, I usually play every Friday at 10:30.
That's right. I remember now. Well, I was going to say Sports Club Dave, but it's ACAC Dave. My daughter goes there, and we call it ACAC. I don't know, ACAC.
That's what it is. And they've made a lot of improvements. They've also upped the price, so, you know. But I can't really complain because, you know, they made a ton of improvements. I was considering going somewhere else because it just got so bad. But they've got a new staff, and you know, everybody that I've worked with is really good. So it's a good place. I still call it the sports club. I just, you know, I guess ACAC, that's pretty good.
It's a good place. I'm glad they've kept up the quality, and they put the money into it. ACAC makes me think of the Mars Attacks movie. That's what the little aliens used to say.
I guess I missed that one. Oh, well. I like some movies like that. I watched one the other night, and then about halfway through it, I realized I'd seen it before, but I wanted to watch it again. So I just kept watching it. So, but they come to Earth, and they don't do anything. As far as, you know, invading or anything. And it looks like a giant kind of oval-shaped rock. And when they land, it's standing up, and it just stays there, the same place, wherever it is. There's a bunch of them all over the world. And so the military get some of their best people that are civilians, and they go up there and study it, and it's pretty interesting.
What's the name of that one again?
I was afraid you were going to ask me that. I have to go back to my TV and look. I can find it. It's on Hulu. Yeah, it's Hulu. And but I'm sure you can see it on other movie apps as well. We have Apple TV, but we have a bunch of different apps for a bunch of different things. I watch a lot of car shows, and they have, on Discovery, they have Motor Trend, so that's where the car shows are. Some of them I don't like, but a lot of them are really interesting to watch. I've always been interested in fabrication, and that's something I've never done. But it's fascinating to watch these guys, and they'll take a piece of cardboard and form it and cut it to the shape of what they need, and then they'll go and trace it out on a piece of metal, sheet metal, and they have a giant cutter that'll cut it, and then they weld it and to the car, and it's just they can make it look like, you know, it's always been there.
See that movie too? If it's one of them where the aliens land and in these like vertical pods, and they bring these people in to try to communicate with them, and it's this lady that deciphers their language. If that's the one, I can't name it, but it's incredibly good.
It's something. Yeah, it's one word. I can remember that, and I think it starts with an A, but I'm not sure if it's. It's not aliens. It's, I don't know what it is. But anyway, yeah, that lady, she's kind of the star of the show because she's some kind of linguistics. She's got a doctor, PhD, whatever, in linguistics. And so, she tries to figure out what they're, trying to communicate to them. And it's real interesting.
Exactly what they're talking about. I can't think of the name. And it's incredibly good. I've seen it several times. I really like it. Cool. You're probably getting close to the club. I usually miss you. I usually come through about 4:15, and you're usually gone by then when you do afternoons there.
Okay, so, I play in the evening, too. So, sometimes I play twice a day, so I'll play like it. 10:00, 10:30, but they're getting ready to change it to 9:00, which, anyway, and then I play again at 6:00, and if I don't have a group to play with, there's a clinic at 6:00 I can take and do that, I remember the guy's name, Brian somebody. He's not one of the established pros there, but they let him come in and teach this clinic, and he does a very good job. He's very very good at what he does, and I really like him. He's he'll give you some tips, on why your ball went flying over the fence and stuff like that. I'm kidding. But anyway, I'm kidding most of the time. I've had it happen once or twice, so I play twice on Monday. I play once Tuesday, twice on Wednesday, and then Friday. So I play six times a week.
I miss tennis. I've got lower back problems and I can't do the twisting and stuff, but I always liked tennis. That's a really, really good game.
You know, when we were kids, my sister and I, my dad bought us a badminton set, and we put it up in the backyard, and we would, we never really played against each other because we liked to see how long we could keep it going. And it didn't matter if you get the shot out or, out bounce or what, if it came back with the net, it's your job to get to it and hit it back. And, we got pretty good at it. And I think that's where it kind of started my tennis, liking tennis. And I started playing tennis when I was about 16, I think. The same guy that got me playing tennis got me in ham radio. So how about that? I was just thinking about that the other day. And he and I used to play all the time. I mean, clay courts, which I'd rather play on a hard court, but because the ball's a little more predictable when you play on clay. When you play on a hard court, but clay is easier on your joints. And I'm 7 years old, and I was in a car accident a few years ago, and I wasn't driving, but I was in the front seat, and I saw the guy turning left in front of us, and we were going, the speed limit, which was 40 miles an hour, down in Hilton Head. I was going to a wedding, and so I stiffened up and planted my feet on the floorboard, and my right knee took a blow, and I had some trouble with it, with fluid and stuff like that. But that settled down, but now I just have some pain, and it's arthritis, so I'll have that the rest of my life.
I hate to hear that, but life happens, accidents happen, bad things happen to good people. Anyway, they're summoning me at work. I gotta run. Good talking to you. Have a safe rest of your trip, and enjoy your games today.
Yeah, that worked out good because I am looking for a parking place right now. Boy, they seem to be really busy today. So you have a good one. Don't work too hard, and I'll talk to you later. KB4 CPA, clear after yours.
Good catching up with you again. It's been a while. KO4 ZEW, I'll be clear.